The stock market in China at long last erases the global financial collapse.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Epson, with workforce all-in-one printers for business powered by Precision Core Technology, with workforce printers for home offices, small offices, and network work groups, Epson.com. And by Angie's List, providing access to consumer reviews on plumbing, landscaping, HVAC, house cleaning, and more. Now offering an updated iPhone app. More at Angie'sList.com.
From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The stock market in China has reached a new milestone. After the financial crisis, many investors in China thought the Shanghai Composite Index would never get back to the 3,400 level. Well, today it did, on a rise of 1.5%. This suggests that Chinese stocks have finally dug themselves out of the hole that was excavated during the global financial collapse in 2008. Mark Williams is chief Asia economist at Capital Economics.
So you would expect in an economy that's been growing at the rates China has, that you would also see earnings growth being similarly fast, and that would feed into stock prices. In China's case, though, the stock market is very much dominated by banks and by heavy industrial firms. And perhaps more important, that the major listed firms are not really run in order to maximize returns for shareholders. They are state-owned, with only minority stakes listed, and function in many ways as arms of policy.
Another reason to learn Mandarin. Today, France and Germany join Britain in signing on to the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which could someday rival the World Bank, which the U.S. embraces. We get the latest take on U.S. housing, specifically home construction, this morning. With low interest rates for years now, one would have thought developers and contractors would have been more exuberant, 6.5 years since the real estate market went bust. From Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In Portland and other hip metro areas, construction's on a tear. Newly built apartment buildings dot the skyline. But that's just one slice of the national housing market. Head inland to suburbs shovel-ready for development, it's a different story.
The market for single-family construction has hardly improved at all in the last 18 months.
Economist Patrick Newport at IHS.
The housing market started crashing about 10 years ago, and we're still barely a third of the way back, so just improving at a snail's pace.
Now, the luxury McMansion market's doing pretty well, says Darren Bloomquist at Realty Track, but not starter homes.
With the home ownership rates, especially among the younger crowd, at historic lows, the first-time homebuyer is largely absent in this market.
And economists say the recovery needs these buyers, who then buy dining sets and big-screen TVs and all the rest. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. FT 100 stock index in London is up 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down. And this number, $849, cost of the direct flight round trip that starts today from New York's JFK nonstop to Havana. Cuba Travel Services has chartered 737s from Sun Country Airlines.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact. With the email and online marketing tools small businesses and nonprofits need to promote their organizations. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Allianz, serving more than 83 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the United States. AllianzUSA.com. And by Epson. With high-precision industrial robots installed in factories worldwide, Epson's robots are designed to help businesses improve product quality. Where there's business, there's Epson.
Walking the pre-dawn streets of New York City this morning, the lights were already on at some of the Irish-themed bars on this St. Patrick's Day. Not to be public radio buzzkills here, but we wanted to take on a serious matter. With heavy drinking comes a higher risk of sexual assault. Now some bars around the country are taking steps to prevent it. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah McCammon reports.
After a long day, maybe you like to unwind with a drink at your favorite watering hole. But especially if you're a woman, sometimes it's not that simple.
I think every woman has had a bad experience, yeah.
Sitting at a bar in downtown Savannah's busy tourist district, Stacy Hill from Thomasville, Georgia, says she's careful when she goes out for a drink.
Well, you know, a woman can't come into a bar and just sit down and drink a beer after a bad day without having, you know, someone hit on them or to hear some comment.
And sadly, the problem goes beyond annoying comments or unwanted attention. Federal health data indicate that alcohol is a factor in as many as half of all incidents of sexual assault.
I'm Tara with Kevin Berry.
That's why several organizations around the country are looking at ways to prevent assaults before they happen, especially in bars.
If he's a predator and he's looking, he's got his plan out. He's going to test her.
In Savannah, just a few days ahead of the city's St. Patrick's Day festival, the local Rape Crisis Center runs a bar bystander training event at a local pub. Trainer Ron Roberts talks to bartenders and staff about how to know when to call a cab for an intoxicated patron or call security.
One of the bartenders saw a guy drop something in a girl's drink. He ended up getting a drink and dumping it out when the guy wasn't looking. He said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. But he also let that girl know. He put something in your drink.
Similar programs are popping up in Arizona, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., and Boston. Gina Scaramella of the Boston Area Rape Crisis Center says keeping customers safe isn't just the right thing to do.
If they are known as a bar that is, you know, respectful to the patrons and seems to care that people are having a good time, then that will come off well for them as a business.
That's one of the reasons Paula Letcher, co-owner of Bar Food in Midtown Savannah, hosted the training session in her bar.
Nobody wants to be a pickup bar or a bar that women get harassed. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Letcher says she tries to foster a relaxed atmosphere where women or men can come for a drink and a quiet conversation. Or, if they prefer, just be left alone. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.
And in case you half hear this while stumbling around BFC before First Caffeine, HSBC Bank is not, repeat, not closing all accounts in New Jersey. I say this because there's a headline today that HSBC is closing the bank accounts of customers living in Britain if their accounts are registered in Jersey, the island of Jersey, just off the coast of Brittany in France. It's part of a campaign in Britain to stop people from using offshore accounts to hide money, either ill-gotten gains or as a tax dodge. Jersey is a possession of the British Crown. New Jersey is the thing that's just west of the Lincoln Tunnel. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Meg Kramer. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.